everyone to Leal Legacies Ragnarok, continuing on with our Disney Watch Along podcast. We are at the sixth. I always have an issue saying that word. Sixth. There we go. Disney animated feature film. And it's one that, honestly, I didn't know it was on the list. Because I just kind of kept my knowledge of, or my understanding of the Disney animated features to the fairy tale stories, more or less. And this one's not one of those. This one I've not sure I've seen, because it's actually very similar to the movie or the film that follows the seventh Disney animated feature that we'll talk about next time. But yeah, I'm sure in my life, I never owned this film. I'm sure in my youth, I caught it on Disney Channel, maybe a time or two. I have memories of the, cast of characters and, segments that I'm not entirely sure are from this film or another. And also, I kind of feel like they may have segmented this film into shorter, into shorts that they also released. So I'm really, you know, I'm not entirely sure. But what I do know is I'm excited, because this was an unexpected treat. So the sixth Disney animated feature film is Saludos Amigos. Saludos Amigos. Spanish for greetings, friends, from 1942, February 19th, 1943 is what it says on this page. Interesting. So it's probably one of those things where it was probably released limitedly in 42. Did I say 42 from the beginning? Oh, I don't know. For some reason, I thought I said 43. It's 1942. Did I say 43? Either way, 1942. February 1942, to be precise. I'm sorry. I don't know where I went. Oh, wait, here's something here. Let's see. August 24th, 1942 was the world premiere in Rio de Janeiro. There was another premiere February 6, 1943. And then it premiered in the U.S. on February 19th, 1943. Okay, so that makes more sense. Yeah, even the IMDb says Saludos Amigos, 1942. And then beneath it, it says February 19th, 1943. See, I'm not crazy. I knew what I was talking about from the beginning. By the way, I'm drinking coffee. I know I shouldn't, but couldn't help it. It's earlier in the morning for me right now in the time and place I'm personally existing in this moment. So I needed some coffee. I apologize up front for how weird that has a tendency to make my voice. But, yeah. Hopefully you just roll with it. So, Saludos Amigos. I'm on the wrong screen. There we go. Directors, Wilfred Jackson, Jack Kinney, Hamilton Luske, Bill Roberts, Norman Ferguson. Cool. All sequence directors. So they each had a piece of this production that was their own, much like Fantasia. Let's see. Cast. Fred Shields is our narrator. Jose Oliveira is voice of Jose Caraco? Caraca? Carioca? Carioca? C-A-R-I-O-C-A. Let's look at the full cast. Lee Blair plays Lee Blair. Mary Blair plays Mary Blair. Stuart Buchanan is our flight attendant. Pinto Colvig, a name we know very well from other films and our classic cartoon commentaries over at the Leal Legacy YouTube channel, is Goofy. Walt Disney is Walt Disney. Norman Ferguson is Norman Ferguson. June Foray is Pedro. Frank Graham. Clarence Nash is our Donald Duck, and Frank Thomas is Frank Thomas. All right. I love when people just play themselves, and that's what they are through the credits. We'll go through more of everything you didn't know you wanted to know on the Badnarok line of our Radnarok podcast. Badnarok Breakdown, where we do in-depth breakdowns and deep dives into each film, giving you all the info, like I said, you didn't know you wanted to know. So we'll do the rest of that there. And here, we'll just dive headfirst into the film. So I use Disney Plus. This is not an ad for Disney Plus by any means, but I highly recommend using Disney Plus. It's just easy. Everything we're going to be watching is there, and more. So if you're a Marvel fan, a Star Wars fan, a Disney fan, like it's your one-stop shop for all of it. And I'm a fan, a diehard fan of each of those entities since the day I was born. So here we are. Everything I need is all in one place. So I definitely encourage you to check it out, because that's what I'll be using going forward. But hey, maybe you got your DVD, maybe you got your Blu-ray, maybe you're one of those freaks that still uses VHS. I can't even say VHS anymore. So it might be a little harder to sync if that is the case, but you know what? We'll make it work to the best of our ability, right? So if it's your first time here, what we do is I count down from three and we start our film on go. Know what I mean? So 3, 2, 1, go. I don't know why I do the go. I just feel like the go is that point everyone's really anticipating and like waiting for. So it's easier than the one. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm a poop talker. Family show. Yeah, so here we go. I'm all geared up. I'm all ready. I got Saludos Amigos pulled up. I presume you do too. I mean, if you haven't, just pause the podcast and get set up and get ready. So the best way I've found to do it is start the film itself, then go back to your zeroed out time code. And for Disney Plus, it's going to be 00000, 3, 2 sets of zeros. And then, we'll rock and roll on the countdown. So, you ready? I hope so, because we are going on 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah. That's always so satisfying. Saludos, amigos. Oh, yes. You know I'm always won over when anything starts with a song. El Gaucho Goofy. Gaucho? I'm going to do a lot of really poor Spanish. I took Spanish in high school, but, you know, it's high school Spanish. And then I grew up in San Diego, so just, I know how to communicate using, like, street Spanish. And it's Mexico-based Spanish. There is definitely a difference between Spain Spanish and Mexico Spanish. And they're, I don't recall. I think it might be the pronouns that might be a little different. The accent itself is different. I'm going to be clearing my throat because I drank coffee, and I'm so sorry. Though we're hanging in Latin America, and I feel like coffee is appropriate. Oh, look at this. Hey. Find new personalities, music, and dances for their cartoon film. So they're just taking a field trip. I like it. Hollywood, Adios, Hollywood. Saludos, amigos. Wait a minute. That's greetings, friends. You wouldn't be saying that when you're leaving, right? I don't know. Maybe you do. So we're 3 days later from L.A. to Brazil? Argentina? What is going on here? We're just hopping everywhere. Oh, we're hanging in Buenos Aires first. I'm having a really good time watching this. This has got some Dumbo vibes. When they were flying over, or when Casey Jr. was going and the storks were flying over. And they were showing the path. Inca country. Lake Titicaca. Man. I don't feel like I'd be comfortable on a plane like that. That is beautiful. So is it actually a lake? Or is it like a peninsula, part of an ocean, that kind of just kind of coves? Oh, that's cool. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable in one of those either. But I'd take a chance. Ooh, market day. Are those masks on the tree? What is that? Oh, wow. I want to know the local gossip. Gossip. Oh, I can't pronounce anything today. The styles run to bright colored clothes and conservative hats. Dig it. Look at those hats. And a rumble seat for the baby. They're like bowlers. That's so cool. I didn't expect that. I thought they'd be woven more like that. But no, those were like tough guy bowlers. Oh, they Disney-fied him. That's so small worldy. I like it. What's happening here? Are those donkeys? Haystacks. I was like, what are these? I thought they were people like in the bushes hiding. I've been playing too many video games. Oh. The dignified llama. I don't know if I've ever heard it put that way. I thought, oh, look at those earrings. I always thought alpaca were classier than llama, but what do I know? Whoa, condescending llama. Look at, they are condescending. Where I grew up in San Diego in a little town called Ocean Beach, the most redundant name ever. We had, I believe they were llama. They were llamas that you could take rides down the main street of OB during the farmer's market. So I grew up on llama rides. Condescending llama rides. Donald! What's up, buddy? We haven't seen you in a feature film yet. Lago Titicaca. Oh! How many feet? 10,000? Is that what he said? Soroche. Ooh. See? You can't get wild, Donald. That was a fun piece of animation. I bet they animated that once and just flipped it, huh? The ears have a tendency to pop. Harsh. Fascinating, isn't it? Oh, it's so fascinating. Bolsa. It's built to withstand the fury of the elements. Is it? In fact, it seems to be impervious to practically everything. Really? That's kind of how I feel like it would. Yeah, I'd be the inquisitive tourist that unwound the. What do they call it again? I need to pay better attention. Stop talking. Does it bother you that I talk over these movies? Do you want me to be quiet? Woo! Stops on a dime. In the village, we find this quaint old bakery where the tourist may loaf around to his heart's content. Loaf. Get it? Bread. For the artist in search of local color, the marketplace presents an excellent picture of village life as shoppers, I dig it. Merchants bustle. I dig it. You know, all these Latin-based countries, super similar in the like cultural styles and colors and outfits and things of that nature. Because I'm getting real, like, you know, Mexico vibes. Not that I've spent a lot of time in Mexico, but, I mean, San Diego might as well be, I mean, it was Mexico at one point, so. We're like 5 minutes away from Mexico, so there's a lot of crossover, of cultural crossover. Hey, don't say that about llamas. They're super condescending, remember? Here we go. Few upscale notes. Oh. Do they really go up and down? I mean, if you train them, I suppose. Like, any animal can really be guided. That's pretty cool. I wonder if I can get my dog to do this. I guess I have to learn to play the flute first. My. Careful, Donald. The condescending llama is going to get you. This is awesome. You know what this reminds me of? Have you ever watched those shorts with Goofy where they're like educational shorts, like how to play football, the art of swimming, things like that? I loved those shorts so much. I really like how they were like, this stupid tourist doing dumb sign language. It's probably really offensive, but that's all he's got. Swappies. The visitor never seems to be satisfied until he tries on the native costume. Exactly. And tourists are annoying. I've only ever been to Mexico. That's as far out of the country as I've been, so I've never gotten to be a tourist in like a genuinely foreign land. Because again, San Diego and Mexico are neighbors, so it didn't feel super different. But like going to South America or something would be definitely more of a touristy experience. And I would be worried about being annoying. Look at that. That's why llamas are so condescending. Because I can walk up mountains like it's nothing. Silent ghost. I bet he's not walking on land anymore, is he? Nah, it was kind of right. That would make me uncomfortable too. I'm not necessarily afraid of heights. The height doesn't bother me. It's the idea of that, the falling, like, That's gotta be the most helpless feeling, falling. Because, I mean, there's one outcome. No, the llama's controlling itself now. Oh, Donald, temper, bro. So how do we get across the rest of this bridge now? There go the planks. I hope that doesn't hit anybody on the head. Oh. I wonder if that would work. Go get your llama, bro. Oh, here we are. Trouble. Oh, I thought the rope was going to snap. Look at those. Look at the frayed. Any reckless behavior. Well. Oh. Harsh. Donald, harsh. This is a classic Donald Duck short. Donald gets angry, gets into trouble, eventually finds a way out in the end. To me, it's still fascinating that this was a theatrical release and considered a feature film up there with the likes of Cinderella, Pinocchio, Dumbo, you know, what have you. Yeah. Wild Donald. Again, that plane does not look like something I'd feel great in. Although inside is very nice, much nicer than planes I've been on today. Memory and sketches. Well, we got a film camera, like a video, right? Not video. Film camera. Film, right? Yeah. What I'm saying is you're putting this on film already. So what do they got to remember it from memory for? Take some photos. Oh, look at him. Yeah, I like him. All agreed that he had good screen possibilities. Yeah. And before the plane set down at Santiago, his life story had begun. Burp, burp. That's what that said back there. Once upon a time, Pedro Chile. Near Santiago, Chile, there lived three airplanes. Oh. The Papa plane. I remember this. Mama plane. And this is one of those that I feel like I've seen by itself. And look, like so far they have been segmented where you can break them up into shorter pieces. Mama plane was a middle-sized female plane. This is a... And the baby plane was a little boy plane named Pedro. Hey, Pedro. Where's Pedro? Pedro the plane.
Oh, there he is.
Sucking up some gasoline.
Maybe someday he'll grow up to be a big plane.
Maybe. Hopefully. How far is that flight from Chile to Argentina? Oh, yeah. Oh, almost late. Almost late. Un plus un equals dos. Oh, look at that. That's cool. I like that. I'd like a model of that. The skeleton plane? Mendoza. Oh, wow. So you spiral up, head over the mountains. Oh, look at that cranky mountain. One day the Papa plane was laid up with a cold in his cylinder head. Oh, poor fella. Why was he crying about it? Was he really looking forward to... And the Mama plane couldn't stand the altitude because she had high oil pressure. That Mama plane needs to change her diet. Get rid of that high oil pressure. Right, let's talk about condescending.
Now remember, Pedro, the Mama plane said, stay out of downdraft.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your muffler on tight.
Yeah.
And don't go there
Ahuaca.
Flight 2 leaving for Mendoza.
That little antenna with a string thing. That's interesting. So that's the burp noise that was written on the sketch. Oh boy.
And so after
a masterly takeoff. Go get the mail at Mendoza, man.
Each and every trip through this pass is an adventure in itself. At this altitude, you never can tell what.
Whoa. That was, yeah, clearly.
His course carried him over the pass of
Uspallata. Uspallata.
The statue of the Christ of the Andes, marking the boundary between Chile and Argentina.
Christ of the Andes is the border marker. Interesting.
Pedro was flying on top of the world.
I'd like to go check out South America.
His first view of that towering monarch, Aconcagua.
Look at that angry mountain. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Ah! It's fun to think that the thunder and lightning came from the mountain itself. But when you know science, you know that's not the case. That's intriguing, too. Oh, boy. I would presume in reality they'd have to land, regas, probably some paperwork you need to do.
I'll bet his mother and dad would be proud of him. Just a natural born flyer.
Heck yeah. Look at Pedro go.
Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned
it. Well, now he's getting cocky. Yep. Yeah. Oi. Why is there a vulture? What is he trying to do? Is he trying to hit him with his wheels? Oh, he's pretending they're guns. Oh boy, it was a trap. Yeesh. Yep. Turn, run. There's a mountain, you can't move. But apparently this mountain can control the weather. So, yeah, I guess maybe take it easy. I do apologize for the throat clearing again. I know better. I know I shouldn't have coffee while I do these, but... you know, what can I say? I'm a rebel. Oh, man, the suspense. Don't drop the mirror. Oh! Oh! Oh, there goes the mail. No, Pedro's a champion. He had a job, he's gonna do the job. He's not gonna let his mistakes... sorry, I got super sucked in on that last thought of what's going on here. The suspense is actually pulling me in. No, if it's not one thing, it's another. Got it. Go. Go. Climb, Pedro. Climb. Good boy. You know, South America, you don't really normally think of snow and stuff like that, but I guess at the top of those mountains for sure. This is how your dad got caught his cold. Oh, is that a gas? Pedro. Oh. Pedro. He's coughing? What is that? This was a dark ending. Pedro's parents searched the skies in vain. Oh boy. They knew that he couldn't have held out this long. Their brave little son was gone. No. Another marker for the mail service. Poor little fellow. Did Pedro, was he able to glide back in at least? It's too bad it had to end this way. Oh. What was that? There we go. There we go. It couldn't be. But could it? Yeah! Oh, no. Petey boy. Well, don't ask me how he did it. Don't ask me how he did it. But he did fulfill his mission. Got it. He brought the mail through. Well, now he'll know not to... That's it. Well, it might have been important. And he did bring in the mail. Was that the only thing that he had to get? And so the Pampa plane, the Mama plane, or did he lose the rest? Pampas. Argentina. The Argentine Pampas. Just millions of acres of rich grazing land, stretching from the mountains to Buenos Aires. Delicious. Rich grazing land. The largest city in the Western Hemisphere. I bet South American grass tastes better. Than North American. One of its delightful parks. This is beautiful. Teatro Colón, home of the opera. And the stately Congress building, center of Argentina's government. I wonder how similar it still looks. Do they have horse-drawn carriages still on the streets? That'd be fun. There's a lot of smoke coming out of that building. The Gaucho. Molina Campos. The party were guests at his ranch studio where Senor Campos paints the Gaucho with amazing detail and humor. I like that shirt. Show us more of the Gaucho. Seeing these pictures made them more anxious than ever to meet these caballeros in person. Yeah, caballeros, You say. Let him go. Hey, oh. But do we get these paisanos in action? Of course you did. You're Disney. That's cool. I want a coin belt with a knife in the back.
This garment's called a sheripa.
Sheripa. Look at those boots. Look at the spurs.
Here the visitors were treated to an asado.
Hey.
Choice cuts of meat. Mate, the Argentine tea.
I am into this. Asado, mate, come on.
Argentine hospitality. A group of skilled dancers entertained the guests.
It's a Disney field trip. This is what you got back in the day when you were a Disney animator. Kind of, you know what this is? This is a documentary meets animated shorts. That's all this is, and I like it a lot. Very familiar in the context of, I guess, Fantasia, but very different at the same time.
Notice how closely these steps resemble the old time square dances of North America.
I don't know. I think these are classier than square dances. Call me crazy.
Gathering picture material here was a pleasure.
Look at that guy. I bet he's really hot in that suit. That does not look like it breathes well. I like it. I don't presume that sketch happened here while watching. That must be one of those by memory, or maybe they did take home pictures. Yes, he's not on the table. They look way cooler than cowboys, though. Where are we going? I wanted to hang out in South America. I'm not really interested in going to Texas.
Rome's a tough, hardy, and heroic breed of men. The North American cowboy.
The North American cowboy.
Silent and weather-beaten. Howdy, strangers.
This is exactly like those goofy, educational kind of like shorts that I really, really enjoy. Whisk.
Oh,
they're taking the cowboy to South America to be like, hey, look how similar you guys are. Home of the gaucho. Now you are gaucho goofy.
The cowboys of both Americas have much in common, although their costume differs in a few minor details. We substitute bombachas for
bombachas.
Sombrero, then there's the saco, the tirador, the shirifa.
Botas, espuelas. Look at that. Yeah, so much cooler. So everything you got on underneath. Aww. Oh. Palenque. I'm just going to be Palenque? Palenque. I'm just going to be repeating poorly, I might add, all the Spanish words they say. And that's what this whole podcast is going to be. This is making me want to do watch-alongs for the shorts like this. And I think I will, honestly. Why not? Can't have too much content, right? I mean, that doesn't look uncomfortable. Oh, gee. Okay. Oh. I wonder who the first guy was that was like, hey, I could sleep on my horse. I am into that.
The Gaucho's method of eating looks quite simple.
Yeah.
Yet requires a certain amount of practice.
Does it?
The bread and meat are held in one hand.
Okay.
The knife in the other.
Cool. Wait.
Note the action of wrist and elbow as knife and food synchronize in deft, graceful rhythm. One, two, bite, cut, chew.
This is how tough guys eat. I'm going to start eating it this way. Bite, slice, bite, slice.
Nerves of steel and muscles of iron.
Yeah.
And now the boleadoras.
That's going to feel weird coming out.
The bolas consists of three lead weights covered with rawhide and is often
used. Goofy's living it right now. There's an Argentine ostrich?
Unlike most members of the ostrich family, the avestruz is not equipped with ornamental tail plumes. Its slender legs make excellent targets for the bolas.
Oh.
Did he say bolas?
Yeah, he did say bolas.
Caramba!
So, I bet they eat a lot of ostrich in Argentina, huh? Have you had ostrich? It's very good. It's a bird, yet a red meat at the same time. It's interesting. So you would never really guess you were eating some sort of poultry. I want to go ostrich hunting. Yikes. Yeah. No dice. I wonder how many spur injuries have occurred over time. Are they all? Oh, yeah, they were all outrunning the bola. Is that what it was called again? Bola? Why? Hey, you know what? I've been there. I've had my voice sound like that. You just start going on the podcast. Like, I feel like it's coming on now. I'm afraid. Oh, fantastic. Is there anything more soothing than Latin guitar? No. The answer is no. Yeah. Scam. I was just going to congratulate Goofy on sounding like such a champion, but of course. Chacarera. You know who this horse doesn't remind me of, but makes me think of? Horace Horse Collar. They do not use Horace Horse Collar nearly enough in Disney productions anymore. Or even then. They left him in the black and white days. Whoa, okay. Traditional dance of the rooster and the hen. I want to look up all these dances and see what they're like, not goofified. Ooh.
And now, as he sways to the gentle undulations of El Malambo, we gently waft our transplanted cowboy
back to Texas.
Here we leave him with warm and tender memories of his visit to the gay, romantic land of the Gaucho.
Hasta la vista! Adios, amigos!
I'd rather be a gaucho than a cowboy. I'm going to say that right now. The landscape is really what did it for me. The very bland desert surroundings are very, I don't know, I'm just not into the, I mean, when you get deep in the desert, it's very beautiful, but when you're like in, you know, just city or town, desert. It's just brown and dead and ugh. I like green trees and things like that. We're in Brazil, right? Yeah, we are. There's a flag.
This is the kind of atmosphere the artists were after.
Yeah?
The outdoor cafes.
Cafes.
The mosaic sidewalks that are found all over.
Oh, those are very nice.
These designs are a tribute to patience and artistry, preserving a Brazilian tradition.
Makes sense. I've always found it fascinating that they speak Portuguese in Brazil.
This is what can happen to a big city.
And not Spanish. Oh boy. Nailed it. This is all fantastic. Hey.
Among the sketches was a promising actor, O Papagaio.
O Papagaio.
Most of Brazil's funny stories. With the help of the wardrobe department, he becomes Joe Carioca.
Joe Carioca.
Music of Brazil.
Yeah.
Rhythm instruments like the Rico Rico and the Cabasa.
Oh. She's like, you're not good at this. Let me do it by myself.
It's the same rhythm that captures
nice shoes.
The whole city when carnival time comes around. Ah,
carnival. And see people hamming it up for the camera. Not so much in this scene. Wow, look at that. Three hilarious days and nights.
The spirit of the Mardi Gras and New Year's Eve rolled into one.
Oh, that's fun. Mardi Gras and New Year's Eve. What a combo.
Hundreds of songs are written especially for this occasion.
Hundreds of songs are written every year? Is that what he said? No.
One number stood out as a perfect background for the first Brazilian film.
Okay, what was it?
Uh-huh. Has made use of yeah. Samba rhythm to paint a musical picture of his native land.
Oh.
Aquarela do Brasil.
Ah, what was that thing?
Brazil.
Watercolor of Brazil. Oh, I bet this is just going to be beautiful. For the hit to strike. I'm into it. Oh, this is cool. I didn't anticipate being able to see them paint the watercolors. I thought just whatever we were going to see was already watercolor. Is this watercolor, though? Like the animation of it? Are they animating things to look watercolor? I don't know. It looks like it, the background, right? Maybe? But those are really vivid. That was mesmerizing, watching them do that palm tree. Oh, look at you. What are you doing? Oh. I don't recall ever seeing this. Are the bananas going to turn into something now? They did. Almost tiki room-ish, right? I was going to say, with those singing flowers, that's immediately where my mind went. Oh. What? That's how you make a Donald Duck, huh? That does seem like it'd be very disorienting. Oh no. You've made something. I hope that thing doesn't come to life. It's your new friend. A parrot? Look at this guy. I like him. Carioca. 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 José Carioca. Oh, he's a fan. This is how he meets his Caballero friends. José Carioca. Yeah, leave it to the Portuguese speaking fools to speak way too fast. I come from a Portuguese family, so I get it. I don't know who speaks faster, though. I feel like people, like Brazilians, might speak faster than Portuguese. Maybe. I could also just be making that up, but that's kind of how, I don't know, it sounds to me from time to time. I wonder why his, like, immediate inclination was to use his head as an instrument. Oh, look at this. It's kind of a wizard. Doesn't work for you, Donnie. Oop, oop. Brilliant. It's those mosaic paths. Roads. What do they call them? I like his moves. Cachaça? Oh. Down the hatch, Joe. Yo. That was a gangster move by old José. José Carioca. I don't think I knew his name until right now. Are those matches, do you think? Oh, he's painting with some chaos here. Into it. Now, where'd the hiccup go? That's some beautiful animation right there. Yeah. This is mesmerizing to me, this part. I'm looking forward to doing the breakdown of this. I want to know more of like what was behind all like the idea here. The end. So interesting to me. Like, that was a feature. Like, that's part of the canonical Disney animated feature, you know, list. And it's so different. So different from everything else. Like, everything leading up to this. Snow White, Pinocchio. It had some Fantasia vibes to it. But Dumbo, Bambi, like, there wasn't much of a story. It was kind of a documentary. It was very much like those goofy shorts that I was telling you about, where it's like the how-to, or, you know, it was just like this, but longer. I mean, the goofy Gaucho Goofy portion of this was like, that's my favorite style of short from the 1940s era of Disney. And I definitely want to go and do some comment or watch along to those too. I don't know what to say, honestly. That was really cool. It definitely just felt like a longer cartoon. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't feel movie-ish. I wonder how it was received when they went to the theater and that's what they saw, especially coming off Bambi. Like, this is coming off Bambi, but it also is during the World War II. So I bet that kind of factored into Disney wanting to just put something out, but not necessarily something as grand as one of their storybook kind of films. But yeah, we'll go over all of that in the Bad Narok breakdown of it all. So yeah, keep a lookout for that. I just did a Bad Narok on Dumbo. And that one's a fascinating one because there's a lot I didn't know about Dumbo and how iconic and important Dumbo is. So yeah, keep a lookout for those Bad Narok breakdowns of each of these films, because that's where I'm going to throw all the trivia and substance of what made this movie in. I hope you enjoyed this. I really did. And coming up next for the 7th animated feature from Disney is Three Caballeros. So we're going to see Donald and Jose. What was his name again? Corica. I don't remember how to say his name. Carioca. Jose Carioca. There we go. Yeah. So super. Can't speak anymore. Super excited to jump on what comes next in Three Caballeros. I definitely feel like it's just going to spawn directly into that, and it's going to feel a lot like this. But hey, it's nice that they're back to back. Then I think that definitely keeps us in this mind frame. And you know what? Putting those two together, I bet you comes out to being how long Fantasia was, almost, because Fantasia was super, super long. I liked how kind of short and sweet this is. Yeah, into it. So with all that being said, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing to this podcast and leaving a comment and a review on whatever your preferred podcast platform of choice is. That really does greatly help the exposure and findability for other folks who might not know about this podcast yet. Speaking of those folks who don't know about this podcast or anything else coming from Leal Legacy, I like to say be a friend and tell a friend. So word of mouth, you know, if you know other Disney fans in your life that would enjoy doing this, even with families, you know, I keep the potty mouth pretty clear on these podcasts, so anybody can listen. This is good for everybody. Anyone who just kind of you know, maybe you've seen these films several times and you don't mind my ranting and ravings. LeoLegacy.com, of course, LeoLegacy.com. Come on and scope out all the other killer content we got for you, including our Skeleton Crew store. Skeleton Crew, the Leo Legacy lifestyle brand, streetwear, kind of SoCal skate fashion, apparel with designs digitally crafted by me. I do a lot of Disney-inspired designs. I do designs based on my personal fandoms. So a lot of geeky, kind of superhero-y, you know, just nerdy stuff, but a lot of Disney influenced things as well. And it's kind of on the spookier edge. So if you like Halloween time, you'll probably like Skeleton Crew. The YouTube channel, if you don't mind, like, subscribe, hit that ding dong notification bell. We do classic cartoon commentaries pretty much every Monday through Friday. Sometimes I'll hit a dip while I'm recording a bunch of them, but yeah, consistently those go up basically Monday through Friday, and I think we're nearing the 200 mark for what's up there. So there are almost 200 classic cartoons on our YouTube channel that I do this sort of thing over, but given that these cartoons are public domain, I can speak and do commentary right over the cartoon itself and post the whole thing. So they're short, they're quick, they're sweet, they're learn a lot. I learn a lot each and every time. You'll notice a lot of the same names that we get from these animated features pop up in those classic cartoon commentaries. What else? Live streams on the YouTube. You know, we just got a whole bunch of stuff always coming out. And the best way to stay on top of all the best things coming out from Leo Legacy and Skeleton Crew is just following both on social media. You can just look up at Leo Legacy and or at Skeleton Crew Brand, and that's C-R-U-E for Skeleton Crew, and it's skeletoncrewbrand.com for a direct link to the store, or you can go through leolegacy.com/shop. But yeah, social media at Leo Legacy. If you just look up that specifically, you can find, you know, your way to Skeleton Crew and the rest. So look us up, give us a like, a follow, a friend request, whatever it may be, interact. If you're on Discord, we got a Skeleton Crew Discord as well. We're all over the place, man, just everywhere you want to be. So with all that being said, I'm going to say thanks for being a friend and telling a friend, and until next time, see ya. We'll be right back.